Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Torrey, and happy Monday. I am so glad to see you all here today, calling into this show with a great topic, a topic about something we don't normally discuss, but I figured, well, it's summertime, let's talk about the sea. Sometimes I talk about mermaids, sometimes I talk about different things with the ocean energies. So I was talking to my guides and asking, what should we talk about this week? So, you know, there was discussion of aliens, and then there was discussion of, you know, Atlantis, Lemuria, etc. So I just wanted to share, that's how I get my ideas sometimes. I just sit and we kind of think tank it out, me and the guides. Okay, so anyway, thank you for tuning in. We are going to talk about Atlantis, how some people believe this is a legend, a story, with kind of a, you know, sort of like a fable, if you will, while others believe this city truly existed. I happen to believe that a lot of civilizations are destroyed. We will never know how many countries or civilizations are truly here because a lot of things happen in this planet. We have tsunamis, we have volcano eruptions, tornadoes, hurricanes, things that just are more of a greater nature, like tsunamis and such, which would destroy areas. And we are all familiar with the tsunamis. They do occur. That is a reality. So, but a lot of great things have been discussed and hashed over about Atlantis with the people and the healing energies of Atlantis. And where does Atlantis originally hail? Where in the world was Atlantis? And you know, where there is an Atlantis, there is a Lemuria. I'm going to discuss all that and more tonight on the show. I do have a caller online, someone who's using Skype. So I'm going to take our first call of the evening. And this is our last show of July, obviously. And happy birthday to all of you Leos. And then we'll be into our August show. So, taking our call from the Skype call. Hi, who's this? Hello? Okay. I don't hear anything. I'm going to put you back on headphones. We'll try again. Okay. Alrighty. Well, we'll just keep going on, and hopefully we'll be able... Okay, there we go. All in, connected in. One more time. If you're hoping to call into the show, hello? Nope. Okay. Just going to listen. That's fine. So anyway, you know, there are a lot of theories about the Bermuda Triangle, the lost continent of Atlantis, and then a lesser known one of Lemuria. You know, I think the Mediterranean people would like to claim Atlantis. I don't really believe that it's all in the Mediterranean. It all came from the Mediterranean. Maybe it gravitated somewhere from that Indian Ocean area. I don't feel Atlantis was truly originated in Atlanta, in the Atlantic Ocean, though. I think there were parts of things that came from other places, perhaps not of this earth. That is at least my theory on it myself. So in the lost continent of Atlantis, there were many seers and such like Edgar Cayce, who believe that Atlantis came from another place and transported into the area where people have been finding things along the Bimini Road in the Bahamas and such. So there's a great gravitational pull in the Bermuda Triangle, and where you have the Bermuda Triangle just kind of opens up to a lot of energy where things are lost and pulled in, like boats and planes and vanishing. So I know that part of our world is a very strong gravitational, pull. Okay, flipping through some of my notes here. So if you have a thought on it, call into the show, 646-727-2585. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
All right. How are you? Who am I speaking
doing
with?
Well. My name is Mike, calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Mike. Minnesota. Wow. What's going on in Minnesota? What's going on with Mike?
Oh, nothing much. Everything's going well. It's got great weather. So, like you know, it gets cold pretty soon. So we're just enjoying the sunshine while we have it.
I hear you. I totally understand that. I'm from Ohio originally, so it's a little window, so enjoy it.
Right.
Okay.
So
anything on your mind in particular?
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you a couple questions and get your thoughts on some issues.
Okay.
Do you believe in God or in higher power?
I do believe that a higher energy, a higher universal connection, if you will, exists. I'm going to put it like that. Okay.
Like a creator type, or just an energy? Like, what would you define it as?
Well, you know, I feel like I have, here's how I feel about that. And I don't usually take a stand on that too much. And I was raised as a Protestant young lady, and explored a lot of other religions as well. I also understand, though, that there are gravitational pulls. And there are direct channels. We all have angels and guides and guardians and people with us. We all have spiritual helpers. That I do know. And where they connect to, some people do say to the God creation, creator energy. Some people say even to a higher, just a higher existence, to a greater, to a greater galaxy pool. I've had a lot of walk in that. And even Native Americans who understand that about the star people, they know that it's not just about, you know, God. It's creation beyond, and then some, and it just goes on and on, infinity. So, so what's your thought on that, dear?
Yeah, that's interesting, and we can get into more into why, especially indigenous people around the world believe in this idea of these beings who came to Earth and were kind of do different things with them. But when you were raised Christian, what did you believe? Like, well, what was it? Just you got tired of it? Was it something you didn't really believe?
That's not that I'm tired of it. I'm a spiritualist.
Okay.
So I don't really. It's not about tired. It's about opening up and understanding a greater version of what you've been handed down. So I've been most fortunate to be in temples and ceremonies and even life celebrations, to experience such amazing shifts with people's ascension. And so understanding that we go to even a greater beyond if we choose so. A very good friend of mine who was a reader, he did just tragically pass. I was at his ceremony, his life ceremony, funeral, for some who wish to say that. He appeared during his service with me, sat there, told me everything everyone was going to say, and showed me where he was going, first and foremost. And it was not like just to the heavens. I was absolutely stunned when I saw this galaxy in front of me. So I know that the mystery continues. And he was a Krishna. So he definitely believed in a higher power. And he definitely believed in that connection of, you know, going up and higher and higher and higher. And what kind of life you live, you ascend to. So what's your question about the show? Anything in particular?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd grown up both being part of the Protestant thing, and I never was against any form of God.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just people playing make-believe, to be honest.
Okay.
That'll
so do you
that'll,
ever, do you think,
August
I'm sorry.
2009.
I can't hear you. You're breaking up. You don't something. I couldn't hear the rest.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. No, I was just saying that I similar to yourself. I grew up going to church as a kid. You know, basically
mm-hmm.
being
sure.
going there.
Okay.
Right, but then I became a very you would call an outspoken atheist. I thought any form of spirituality or any religious ideas, I thought they were all just basically make-believe for adults. I thought adults were just playing with their imaginations, and I thought it was a total joke, right? And that all changed August 2009, and I had what you would call a spiritual encounter that transformed completely everything. And so for myself, basically looking at things as an atheist, I didn't think any type of spiritual anything existed at all. So this summer afternoon, I'm sitting in my living room, and there's going through a little bit of a difficult time in my life, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with the situation, how to handle it, and trying to come up with ideas of what I should do. And so as I'm sitting there, this thought popped in my mind that I have no idea where it came from. And I was just reminded of as a kid reading about the story where Solomon asked God for wisdom. And I don't even know that's the last thing I would ever saw, but I thought, why
sure.
not? It won't hurt. Let me see if it works, right? That was my rationale at the time. I figured anything is better than nothing. So I get down on my knees and I pray and I ask God to give me wisdom. And all of a sudden a voice spoke and it simply said one word. And it's just clear. It wasn't like in my mind or anything. It was outside an audible voice, like you speaking to me.
Right.
And it just simply said the word wicked. And when it said wicked, it was like an arrow was like shot into my heart and into my mind. Like it was like shot at me. And I sat back on my sofa in total shock. First of all, what I actually hearing a voice that blew me away. And then what ended up happening, it was like my life was like replayed. Like I saw my whole life replayed again. And instead of seeing all the good things I did, what I saw was every time I had lied, every time I cheated, every time I was selfish, took advantage of people, made fun of others, had sex, every time I did all these things, I saw it all. And for the first time in my life, I realized that I was actually evil. Before that, I would have said, hey, I'm a decent person who's made mistakes like everybody else. I'm just a human.
Okay.
Right. And so when that happened, that totally blew me away. It was like my whole view got altered. And for the first time, I actually realized like I deserve to go to hell. Before that, I would have never even thought of such an idea. The idea
Mike,
of God even, I wouldn't
Mike,
even have comprehended
Mike.
It. Yeah.
Excuse me. Can I ask you a question? Where are we driving
yeah.
here? Where are we driving to?
No.
Because this shows all,
what I'm saying,
all about yeah. Atlantis and the mysteries of the earth.
Right. No, but I'm saying, okay, well, this will go to the next point. You'll see what happens is who I actually encountered.
You have a lot of call. I have a lot of callers, so let's speed it up a little, dear. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, I'd love
so,
to hear your story, but there's a lot of people wanting to talk about stuff tonight about this subject.
Okay.
It's a half-hour
show. I'll cut it quick then here. So
Thank
the
you.
Next thing I did was I started to pray, and this time I prayed to ask God to forgive me because before that I didn't realize that. And so when I'm in my living room, I look up and my ceiling looks like the sky now. And there's this cloud there and there's a being standing looking down at me. And this person was wearing these perfectly white robes. And his face, you couldn't see his actual face. It was just light coming from him. It was like his face was like the sun. And as I looked at him, I could tell he could see everything I had done in my past. And he could see all my thoughts. And I could tell I was open to him like a book. Like there was nothing hidden from him. And what it was amazing was there was this love that just poured from him. It's like love flowed from him into my heart. And the love was so incredible. It was the depths of it. It was like being in an ocean. And this love was incredible. And without this person speaking, I could sense that it was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying to him, Lord, how can you love me with all these evil things I've done? And the more I would say that, the more love seemed to flow from him. And it was this transformation, and I got this joy and this peace and this love that was there. And the reason I call him to share this Because I see a lot of people who call into these spiritual shows and these shows that deal with spiritual matters. There's a lot of people who are broken and hurt and empty on the inside, and they're searching for something beyond this life.
Right.
Because this life has given them nothing but pain and heartache.
Okay, Mike, I'm
going to
cut you. I'm
going to
cut you short. I'm going to cut you short because I'm a spiritual guidance counselor. All right, I'm also a reverend. So we're not here to preach. We're here to discuss something about the show topic, which is about the mystery of Atlantis, part of our Earth, part of our continent that has sunken. Now, I'm going to say my two cents on this. I believe that what you experienced was beautiful, uplifting, probably about time. But I'm going to share the reason about Atlantis, why it probably fell, was a society that grew entirely too fast, and it grew too greedy, and too everything that the Bible teaches, okay, about what would be sin. And also that mankind, from Plato's stories, has something to learn from his stories about the downward spiral of Atlantis, the sinking of this mystery island. So do you understand why I'm talking about the show tonight?
Yeah, I understand that. The only reason
okay.
I was sharing that is that people need to know that
and I
there's
don't
a
pray.
Real
and
love
another
and a
thing,
transformation
I, another
out
thing here, I don't prey upon the weak and the broken. And I and
no,
if
it's not
anybody
praying.
Ever,
they need something.
Mike, if anyone ever calls me and is weak or broken sounding, my work as a spiritual counselor is to help build them back up again. No matter what. And you know, I don't charge anything to do a show like this. Just
no,
so
I didn't
you know.
Say you did.
And I am a licensed.
I'm not saying you're preying on
medium.
People. I'm saying
no.
Everybody, if you, everyone is broken.
But it's not the Jesus.
Most
show
people just
tonight.
Do a good job of hiding it. That's my point. And they come
no,
to these
it's not,
and look for
it's
something.
Not about that. I really hoped that you were going to call in about something that was uplifting about Atlantis, something maybe you had insight to. And
yeah, because this
my,
is beyond you and I, ma'am. This is about reaching people with the truth and letting them find life so that they don't die in their
okay.
sins and go to hell.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But you're accepting all this in your walk, and my show is about, this tonight is about Atlantis and the rise and fall of it. And I think I did a pretty good job of explaining what may have occurred. What may have
yeah,
occurred,
but that's
I have a
just speculation. I mean, you're just, you're,
no,
at the end of the
it
day,
is,
it's
yes,
just guessing.
That,
we're,
okay.
we're talking about what
you
ultimately matters, because you and I, one day, are going to die, and all of us
okay,
have to give an account to God. So you have a limited
okay.
amount of time to get right with him before it's too late.
Honey, you're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir, okay?
Yeah,
now,
I'm not saying this is for you. I'm
I
saying it's for
you
anyone who might be
show.
Listening.
Okay, but it's not your show, and I thought you would want to contribute in a way about Atlantis. So I'm going to have to...
But Atlantis doesn't
call.
Matter, because when you die, what happens? Who cares about Atlantis? What does that mean?
There's a lesson there. Go find the lesson.
Yeah, it's a lesson, but if you don't
blessed.
Get right with God, everything is nothing.
Go find your lesson about why I'm talking about Atlantis tonight, and have a blessed
night. No, I'm
here.
Saying there's not a lesson. I'm just saying that,
okay.
that ultimately
I'm gonna
doesn't
go.
mean
I'm gonna
anything.
Have to cut. I'm going to have to let you go. I've got a lot of other callers who want to talk to. Okay? Have a great night, and be blessed. Okay. Moving on. So, yeah. We're going to take another call. Hopefully, we're going to talk about Atlantis. Hi. Who's this? Hello? Okay, one more time. Going to take another Skype call. Hi, who's this? Oh, my goodness. I don't know what we're dealing with here. Okay. Oh, don't know. Okay, so I'm going to continue with my path. I really did not appreciate that. This is not, if you want to have, it's not against God. The show is not about that tonight. The topic is about Atlantis, and as I'm going to go, I'm going to go on, and I've had people who are on the Skype line listening, so I'm just going to let you listen and talk more about Atlantis. And, you know, the thing, like I said, the idea here is that some people believe that there was too much chaos, too much civilization that happened too rapidly, too quickly, and, you know, I really have to say, I'm stunned and amazed that that's not a lesson that wasn't picked up from the show topic. We have much to learn from history and of our planet and of our world. And if we don't start taking care of our planet, we won't be here. And that includes taking care of each other. So really, Atlantis was destroyed, they say, by a volcano, an eruption within our planet. which was about 70 miles away from the actual site. And this was all about 10,000 BC, according to most historians, most people who've been doing the work and looking, finding these artifacts and such that, you know, a lot of these continents didn't always look the way they look, folks. A lot of them have broken off and shifted gears and like they've reformed shape. And some people do say Crete is a connection to the lost continent, but, you know, Crete is still here. And really, that whole lost civilization went under the water, much like our tsunamis that happened in 2004. Now, in 2009, as our former caller was having his spiritual experience, a lot of people were waking up to their spirituality. And there was a time also in the grids of the energy, what they call a shift, a cosmic shift that opened to people in the 80s as well. And then in the 90s. So it comes around every decade. There's a point. It is not the end of the world, the end of times, but it is how we treat one another and treat our planet. And there are lessons to be learned from it. So anyway, okay, so if anybody has anything to say, they can call into the show at 646-727-2585. Anybody there? In Skype land? I guess not. Okay, so going further into the show topic, just kind of wanted to throw out a few locations that people think Atlantis exists. Atlantis, some people think that it came from, like I said, the Mediterranean area, while, you know, others are all connected in with the Indian Ocean. And then there are those who do believe that it was Bahamas, Bermuda Triangle, all that. That pull, that gravitational earth pull. Now, the Lemurians, who are another society and culture on the other side of our country, our continent, that would be in the Pacific end, was another society of great people and healers and such. And there was quite a difference between Lemuria and Atlantis. There are scholars who've written books, even one Swedish man who said Atlantis was in Sweden. It was part of Sweden. He wrote 4 books on the subject. He wrote lots of things that were sharing information into a point where I think he may have found Lemuria and confused it with Atlantis. So it's interesting that that the Lemurians supposedly are very tall, pale-skinned, lighter hair color and such, much like the Nordic people. And the Atlanteans were shorter, browner in skin tone, darker hair, and so on, much like people of the islands and people of the Mediterranean and even of the Indian culture, the Indian Sea around Israel and such. So, you know, you just never know. You never know what you're going to get for description of a land of people that have changed through time and history. But even though Plato was the one who wrote a story about it, and it's the most popular, I do believe truly that he had a story to tell. And it just could have simply been like a fable, like Aesop's fable, telling us all about taking care of our planet and each other. So I am going to take a quick break, and when I come back, if you have any calls, I'm going to go through the calendar really kind of quick. We got about 6 minutes left in the show, and I do hope you tune in. So I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. belly dance, belly dance, and who knows how far back belly dancing was formed. And I'll have to get my friend Kat Bruce on the show sometime and talk about that. She's a belly dancer extraordinaire who usually dances for me at the Witch's Ball, which is in October. And most of you know that I am a psychic medium, spiritual counselor, a teacher, a lecturer, healer, and that I work in Casadega, Florida. I also work in a little store called Luna Soul Esoterica, and that's in Sanford, where the Witch's Ball will be. And so I do hope you have the good fortune of online with the Early Broom Special and connecting with that fabulous event, life-altering experience, affirming that everyone connects with some kind of higher power in existence. So I encourage you if you're there to learn, but respect if you're not of that path. But definitely have a fun time with us. October 23rd, Friday night, 8 to midnight. Coming up also the second Sunday of the month, I have at the Luna Soul Esoterica store in Sanford, I will be doing messages from spirit. That's a get a message from spirit, from your loved ones, from your angels or guides, and so on. And that's, I usually do two circles, 2 to 3 and 3:15 or 3:30 to 4:30. Just depends how much air out time I need, how big the circles can go. Usually limited to 6 in a circle. Let me see, what else is happening? Second Saturday, of course, every month at the Casadega Hotel, I have a tea leaf reading party. Learn to see the images and shapes that are shown to you and messages through the shape of your tea leaves. I find that fabulous and amazing every time because everybody there has a different view on things. And we share, we laugh, we drink tea. It's a good time. And it's only $25. So second Saturday of every month, if you look at the Horizons magazine or on CasadegaHotel.net, as well as VenusInVelvet.com. Now, that's all my plugs for now. Okay, so just wrapping up a little bit about Atlantis, the lost civilization, the lost continent, how it was possibly destroyed, and how we may have our theories about it, and how it is so important to realize that we talked about global warming before from time to time in the show, and how we have to take care of Mother Earth. Even our air, our sky, and definitely our ocean. So Jimmy Buffett, of course, a big representative of Florida and everything that it entails with the ocean. He sings about it in so many legendary kind of songs. Just take the time to do your research and look into it. And just if you put your formulas together, your theories together, that's great. If not, it's a learning experience just to know that healers existed in all civilizations. And so on. And I'm not giving energy to anything negative, so I'm going to say best of brightest of blessings to all who listen to my show for the various topics I discuss. So I look forward to seeing you all again next week here on Blog Talk Radio's Venus in Velvet. And thank you again. Many blessings to you. Namaste.